let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Through his own experience with disability, avid hunter Bill Padilla recognized the rehabilitating effect hunting can have on an individual. With this in mind, he chose to write Hunting the Comeback Trail to reveal his inspiring stories and those of five other men suffering from health problems who have all experienced the healing effect of hunting, how they transcended adversity to stay active in their favorite sport, men who refused to let disability interfere with their passion, the drama, excitement, triumph of these men as they are on the hunt. Bill is a Wyoming native who is retired, living in his hometown of Cheyenne. He's been a member of the Foundation for North American Wild Sheep, Safari Club International, Disabled American Veterans, and Ducks Unlimited. We welcome back to This Week in America, Bill Padilla, author of Hunting the Comeback Trail, second edition. Bill, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us once again.
Glad to be here, sir.
This is always an inspirational conversation, talking about your book, what you have gone through, the others you write about in the book have gone through. The book is Hunting the Comeback Trail, second edition. What inspired you to write the book? What was it about the experiences that you had and shared with the others that you thought, I need to write about this and get it out there for the public?
Well, I majored in journalism when I went to college, and I've always been a writer. And my dad influenced me to write the book. He said, you ought to write a book and put it down on paper. And I said, yeah. So I had to learn the computer and get my story out there.
Well, and you've done that. This is the second edition, Hunting the Comeback Trail. Bill Padilla, that's P-A-D-I-L-L-A. His website, huntingthecomebacktrail-billpadilla.com. We'll give you that throughout the program. Book, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Bill, when you went to write the book, what did you hope the ultimate goal would be for this book? What message did you want us to get?
I wanted to have a message that disabled people can be encouraged to do a demanding thing, you know. I use hunting as a springboard for my recovery. And not that I'm recovered all the way yet, but hunting sure has been a big influence in my life.
Was hunting sort of what started you off, sort of the springboard for your recovery? Is this what started this long recovery that you've had to go through? Was the hunting, was that instrumental for you?
Oh, yes.
It's amazing as you tell the story and Bill's story along with Jim, Roy, Pat, Jerry, Ken, the others written in the book, Hunting the Comeback Trail, second edition. You're an excellent writer as well, besides a storyteller and sharing this story. Who influenced you? What influenced you as a writer? Because you're very good at this.
My father had a lot to do with it.
And he encouraged you, and the result is this book that is so inspiring for all of us and a motivating factor for so many people going through difficulties that doesn't have to be the end. There are things that you were able to accomplish. How do you want people to remember the book? When people read Hunting the Comeback Trail, second edition, what do you hope it is we remember when we finish reading the book?
Well, you can take some encouragement from the passage where it tells you you don't have to be hunting as a springboard for your recovery like I have, you know. You can do any kind of demanding task. Passion would be a good thing to write, to do.
Did you ever think that you'd be able to hunt again? Talk about when you made that decision to do that, and then the joy, the satisfaction that you felt in hunting. Did you ever think after the accident that you'd be able to hunt again?
Yes, I did. I couldn't accept the limits that accident put on me, and I just gradually pushed it back, and not that I'm recovered all the way yet. I'm recovering from a TBI, traumatic brain injury, takes a lifetime.
Well, and you're such a motivating factor for others that have gone through difficulties in their life. In this case, an extremely one that was life-altering, but you decided, okay, maybe I shouldn't be able to do this, but I'm not going to accept that. I'm going to do that. And Bill has been able to do it successfully. Hunting the Comeback Trail, second edition, Bill Padilla. That's P-A-D-I-L-L-A. Have you written any other books, or is this the only one you've written so far?
Well, I wrote a book that was called Hunting the Comeback Trail back in 1999, and I haven't published the endurance yet, but I didn't follow it up, you know, so I decided to go ahead and write a second book, and it's pretty much the same as my initial book. You know, I'm working on another book now. I'm going to have the trail gets hot.
Oh, very good. How are you coming on that, on the new book?
I'm just writing it a little piece at a time. And I've got five chapters written so far.
Well, you're on your way, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Bill Padilla back with us on the program. We talked before about what into the book Hunting the Comeback Trail. Be sure to look for the second edition as you're looking for the book. In the book, you'll find it, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Information on Bill's website, huntingthecomebacktrail-billpadilla. And Padilla is P-A-D-I-L-L-A.com. And all that is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about this again because it's so important. What is the purpose of publishing a book? This is not just telling a story that people will enjoy reading about, but this really is a message to so many people that they don't, again, as you said, put limits on their life. What was the purpose in writing a book and publishing this book?
Well, that was the primary focus of the book. I also wanted to put some information out there to let the anti-hunters know that hunting is can be used as a rehabilitation factor as well.
Well, and you've done that so well along with the hunting buddies that you have. You talked about it took a while. How long did it take you to write this book and then the original version?
2 years.
Okay. What was it like during that process, going back and writing and telling these stories? It had to be emotional for you. What was it like? What did you go through in writing the book? I'm sure as you're going back and reliving these experiences, it had to be very rewarding, I'm sure, what you've been able to accomplish along with your hunting buddies. Was there a sense of satisfaction as you were writing the book and what you've been able to go through and to overcome?
Oh, yeah. It's writing the book was a test in fortitude. And taste of getting over something fairly quickly. It's just a special interest for anyone.
It's interesting you describe hunting as a release. Let's from the limited world that these men go through. Let's talk about that again, how important hunting has been. And one of the messages is for those that are anti-hunting out there that are like, okay, here's a different side of hunting and what hunting has meant for you. Hunting was a release. What does it feel like when you're able to get out on your own and be out and do things that people would think you wouldn't be able to do? What's that feeling like when you're out hunting?
I feel the exhilaration. You know, when I first started hunting, when I got back out of the hospital, you know, I wasn't very, very good at it, and it took a lot of forbearance, a lot of fortitude to get the book and recover as well.
It's such an amazing story that Bill tells in his book, Hunting the Comeback Trail, second edition, book available wherever books are sold. His website, huntingthecomebacktrail-billpadilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A.com. You describe the drama, the excitement, the triumph of these men. Without talking about maybe each one individually, but just as a group, what's it like having these people out there sharing these experiences together? What's that like? And do the others, Jim Roy, Pat, Jerry, and Ken, do they all share the same thoughts on hunting that you do? This has to be a very rewarding time for them as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you put it in better words than I could ever fashion up. There's another way you can get my book. Go to BillPadilla.com. All one word, lowercase.
Ah, okay, and get information there as well. So there are a number of places that you can get information about Bill. Mention working on a book now. How much fun is that for you to be a published author? That all the adversity you've had to come through, and you get a copy of Hunting the Comeback Trail in your hand, and your name is on it as the writer, and the book is published. How rewarding is that for you that you have this book out there that's uplifting people basically all around the world?
Yeah, it's very, very well, very rewarding. I would get to see financial rewards for the book. You know, it cost me a lot of money to publish it and get it out there on my own.
Well, and I hope that we're able to help you be the role of sort of messenger. Writing it is one skill. Getting it out there, getting people interested is another. And the reviews have been excellent for Hunting the Comeback Trail. Any thoughts on your book that we haven't discussed? Anything you'd like to say about the book to encourage people to pick up a copy and to learn some very valuable life lessons from it?
Well, it's a compilation of hunting stories by seven disabled individuals.
It really tells the story well, and you get to know these individuals that Bill is writing about in this book. I mentioned the drama, the excitement, and the triumph. Let's talk about the excitement when you're out there in the field and you're overcoming all these obstacles. What's that like when you're out there, the excitement of I'm here, I'm doing something that I love to do, and something that people told me I probably wouldn't have a chance to do again? What's the excitement like for you and the others?
Well, it's pretty much the same thing for all these individuals in the book. They get out there and they start hunting, and they're not really in the shape to hunt. But perseverance and fortitude will be individuals to recover from what they've been through, or at least live with it, you know. Pat Clark is in the book. He got hurt in a car wreck, a vehicle wreck, and he's a paraplegic, bar none, you know. But he sits out there and he is hunting. An elk, a special elk permit for the Teton National Park, and he's able to hunt that way.
Yeah, it's an amazing story of all of the people and Bill in his book, Hunting the Comeback Trail. And look for the second edition. You'll find it again wherever books are sold. And I mentioned all the websites, and we have all those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The triumph as well is something that you have in there. What feeling of that, of triumph do you have? And not necessarily what you're able to, your success as a hunter, but just the fact that you're doing it. I mean, that has to be very rewarding, just the fact that what you've been able to overcome. What is that like, the triumph that you feel of, you know, we've been able to do this and we're enjoying this and it's helping us, it's helping our quality of life? What's that feel like?
It's really good that I win.
Well, it's such a remarkable book and so well written. It's Bill Padilla, P-I-D-I-L-L-A. The book title is Hunting the Comeback Trail, Second Edition. remarkable story of Bill and his hunting friends and what hunting has done for their lives, overcoming obstacles. And it's just it's a very uplifting read. And Bill has done an excellent job in writing this book. His website, Hunting the Comeback Trail, BillPadilla.com. Amazon.com, of course, all of the usual places. Bill, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing with you, with us, the story of Hunting the Comeback Trail, second edition. Thank you for joining us once again.
Well, thank you, sir. I feel real exhilarated by having people getting the message out of my book.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you back. You're welcome back anytime. And Bill Padilla has done an excellent job in capturing what hunting has meant to him and his hunting buddies. And it's a touching book. It's available. Makes a great read. Makes a great gift idea. You'll find it at all the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Bill's website, we'll have a link for that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bill Padilla has been our guest. If you're Googling, that's P-A-D-I-L-L-A. The book is Hunting the Comeback Trail, second edition. And we're back on today's This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.